The question was asked, how do you decide what blessing to make on a food that has more than one component? You're going to eat ice cream, and it has cookies and cream. So it's got cookies, it's got raisins, it's got ice cream. So the ice cream is shehakol, the raisin is ha'etz, the cookies are mezonot. Which blessing do I make on them? So the answer is you make a shehakol, you're eating ice cream. But it has cookies in it, right? But you're not eating cookies. So when you buy the, what's it called in English?
Sandwich
Oreo. Cookie, yeah.
Oreos.
I don't know what Oreos are. You're eating a sandwich. So there you could argue, at least some people, I'm one of them, that you prefer the sandwich part to the ice cream part. Or at least they're equally important. It's not that the cookies and cream, the cookies are adding flavor to the ice cream. When you eat schnitzel, the breadcrumbs, for most people, are adding flavor to the schnitzel. So the halacha says, when there's an obvious focus of what I'm eating herring. But I don't want to get my hands dirty, and the herring tastes better with a cracker. So I'm going to eat it with a cracker. But I'm eating herring. I'm not eating crackers with herring. I'm eating herring. So then I make a shehakol on the herring, and the cracker goes along under that shehakol. I'm eating cereal, which is mezonos. The cereal is more delicious with milk. So I make a mezonos on the cereal, and the milk tags along. I finished my cereal. Now I have only milk at the bottom of the bowl. But that milk came along with the cereal. I don't make a separate blessing on the milk, because I'm not drinking milk. I'm eating cereal. The end of my eating cereal is drinking milk. When I eat ice cream, cookies and cream, so I like the cookies, but I'm eating ice cream. So the cookies are what's called tefel. They are secondary to the ice cream. I'm eating schnitzel, I'm eating chicken. The chicken has breadcrumbs, so I'm making a shehakol on the chicken, and the breadcrumbs tag along. Along comes a kohen, walks into the class and says, I like breadcrumbs. I'm eating breadcrumbs. The schnitzel is an excuse. It's like the advertisement they had for soup nuts. There used to be an advertisement on the radio before my time, but they quoted till today, which said the soup is just the excuse. Everyone knows you like the soup nuts. The soup is the excuse for the soup nuts. So, okay, if you're like many children in this country and the soup is just the excuse, you make a mezonos on the soup nuts. Come to my house. The kids say, Abba, can I have soup nuts? They come with two hands. Like, they're ready to take a whole bowl of soup nuts. Give me. And then they put them on the side and they'll eat it separate. That's like their snack. Who needs the soup? Let's enjoy the soup nuts. So that's, if you're eating soup, and your focus is the soup nuts, you make a mezonos on the soup nuts, and the soup goes along. If you're like many adults, where you're eating soup, and the soup nuts are not so important, so then you make shehakol, or adamo, whatever blessing the soup is, and the soup nuts tag along. Now, so that's in terms of that. Now I'm sitting down to eat a salad. I have a fruit salad in front of me. So it has bananas, adama. It has
apples,
it has celery, hadama, it has walnuts, hates, it has peanuts, hadama. The only nut that's hadama is peanut, right? All other nuts are eights. So it has peanuts, hadama. What blessing do I make on this? So there we say you look for the major ingredient. If you have the majority, the major ingredient is apples, I make eights. If it's, there's no major ingredient, I'm eating apples and celery and walnuts and peanuts and whatever other ingredients. So you take one out and you make a blessing on that, and then you take another one out and you make a blessing on that.
You
make one eights for all the eights, and there you make one adama for all the adama, but you take it out because when it's a mixture, so sometimes you have that question. There's jello and there are fruits and there are vegetables. So you want the jello and you want the fruits and you want the vegetables. So the easy way out, you take some jello, you make a shehakol. You take a vegetable, you make an adama. You take out, but it has to be separate. If it's inside, so then you come back to the question, what's the blessing on the major, on the whole thing? If you made a shehakol, you're covered, but we don't do that lechatchila. We try to figure out what the right blessing is.
But in soup nut case, you can easily pick out the soup nut, make a mezonot, and then say a shehakol on the soup. So why not do that?
So you could do that, but you don't have to do that.
You're doing more brachot.
So, we generally say that we run away from bracha sheina tzricha, an unnecessary blessing. So, if I was going to make a motzi and eat a meal, I should not come before the meal and start piecemeal. Let me make a so
really
on Shabbat, there are Sfardim who do that. Most Ashkenazi poskim hold you shouldn't do that. There is a Sfardi custom in order to cover my 100 blessings to do that on Shabbat, but. Ashkenazim usually don't do that. On this topic?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think Noam was first. Yeah.
I was under the impression that you should make multiple bracha
when you're eating something with like a mixture?
Like again,
milk, if the milk's important to you.
You could, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
If you're eating cereal with milk, you're eating cereal.
A salad with fruit.
You're eating a salad and they put craisins inside. You're eating a vegetable salad. You're eating a fruit salad and they put walnuts inside. You're eating a fruit salad. Yeah. The walnut is a seasoning. So it's enough that you make haitz. I gave you the example of the Gemara. You're eating a herring with a cracker. But what you want is the herring.
What about the herring?
I was under the impression you make both.
You could. If you want to separate them and eat a little bit of the cracker as a cracker, then that piece of cracker gets a mezonos. But if you're eating it as a meal or as together, or Rabbi Feinstein's example, I'm eating cereal with milk, and I finished the cereal, and I have milk left in the bowl. But I didn't want milk. I ate cereal with milk. I'm going to drink the milk that's left. I don't make a separate blessing on the milk. So you'll come to my house, and you'll see my kids, and they think like you. They sit down for cereal with milk. First, they take a spoon of the milk. They make a shako, drink. And then they take some of the cereal. They make a mezonos, eat. They didn't ask me. I don't know who taught them to do that.
Did you ever correct
them? No. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a concept. He says, don't be quick to correct your kids' teachers. Because if they're going to think their teachers aren't pious because you keep telling them different, then they lose all respect for Torah. So that's why there are all kinds of things which... This is what they see the rest of their class doing. This is the way their teachers are teaching them. Fine. It's not wrong. You don't have to. I never told my kids that we don't open the fridge unless it's working. Rav Moshe Feinstein has that stringency. That's better. Instead of you opening it, hot air comes in and the motor turns on, it's better. You don't have to. On Shabbat, yeah? On Shabbat, it's better to wait till the motor's running and then open the door. So I don't tell my kids that. Because then they'll come to their Rebbe's house. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's example. He says, you tell your kid a chumrah, he's going to come to his Rebbe's house, he's going to notice his Rebbe doesn't do that. So he's going to say, oh, what's my Rebbe worth anyways? I'm more pious than him, right? So that's why it's not always so smart to keep your kids up to par to everything you're doing. Some things is like, let them grow into it. Saying that's, you also want them to be normal with their friends. If they're going to walk into class and say, my house... We do that. Oh, we don't do that. So then I'm firmer than thou, right? And it's very easy to go down that road. So, yes, on this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the family that,
you just got to speak up.
I know that's the family that during Shabbat meals, the bench, just before reserve and purpose, so they can also make like additional brachot under the bench.
So that custom is quoted in the Taz. It is quoted in the commentaries of the Shulchan Aruch. But there's another reason for it. And that might have a stronger basis. But that'll take a long intro. Okay, we'll do it. It's in a nutshell. What? In a nutshell, yes. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch writes that... We have three types of mezonot. We have three types of pataba bekisanin. We have the Shulchan Aruch discusses three types of pastry, where the Talmud says that on a pastry that's called pataba bekisanin, so you make a mezonot and not a amotzi. What is that? One opinion says it's dough that's mixed with spices, with oil, dough that's made flat and very brittle. We're not sure. Shulchan Aruch gives us three examples. So on all of them we make mezonot, but that's because we're not sure. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, but if you're in the middle of the meal, and now they bring you out dessert, one of these three, so then your stringency that you always made mezonot becomes a leniency now. Now instead of saying I'm eating a new type of bread in the middle of my meal, I'll make a new blessing on it. But that... Beforehand it was a stringency. Beforehand it was you said, okay, I'm going to make a mezonot because I'm not sure which one it is. Now what are you doing? You're making an unnecessary blessing. So that's why Rabbi Kiva Eiger suggests that in the middle of a meal, you should not make a mezonot on any one of these three. So that's why there are those who, in concern of that opinion, Mishnah Brewer brings it too, they won't eat a mezonot dessert in the middle of the meal. Because then you don't run into that question. They finish the meal. They clear off the food. They put away the dishes. They put away the food in the fridge. After those 10 minutes of clearing off have passed, so then it's not a continuation of the old meal. It's not even a bracha sheina tzricha. It's not an unnecessary blessing. I finished what I was doing before. Now we're going to sit down for tea, dessert, whatever it is. So that's why some people do that. And even if they were just doing it to get more blessings in on a Shabbat, that would also be okay because you have that break. We cleared the table. We put away everything.
that break, those 10 minutes, make it a different meal. So that even under the heading of Bracha Sheinat Tzricha, it does not go. Okay.